Director Steven Spielberg's Raiders of the Lost Ark and its two sequels are coming out on DVD. The movies are cultural icons. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand spoke with film historian John DeLeo in New York.
A question posted on a website, why is Raiders so popular, provoked a flurry of responses. Here's one. Because it's a perfect movie. Almost every genre is represented. Action, adventure, drama, fantasy, horror, comedy, love story, thriller. Someone else said two words. Harrison Ford. So, John DeLeo, why do you think this movie is so enduringly popular?
Well, going along with that first comment, Raiders of the Lost Ark is the epitome of the escapist movie. And for most of the movie going public, escapism is the reason you go to the movies. And I guess the brilliance of what Spielberg did was, you know, coming off first with Jaws and Lucas with Star Wars, that whole wave of escapism, which had really changed the movies completely. The early 70s had the change of the new permissiveness with language and sex and violence. And then Spielberg, the day Jaws was released, kind of changed it all. And I think part of it was coming off of Vietnam and Watergate. It just clicked with the public. Yes, we want that.
Kung Fu, Mr. Jones, Captain. I've looked everywhere.
It's got to be here somewhere. Look again.
I found him.
Where?
There.
Some cultural critics, film historians have equated this with a desire to return to sort of a simpler, more innocent time, kind of tied it up to the sort of Reaganite vision of how the world should be. And would you go that far as to say that this does touch into that kind of communal yearning on the part of the culture?
Yeah, I would. You know, a movie like Raiders just puts everything in black and white. It puts it, the good guy is really, really good. And there's no getting around that. The bad guys are Nazis, and they're the meanest Nazis you could come up with. So there are no gray areas. There's no pondering of what things meant. There's no ambiguity to disturb you on the way home. And I'm not criticizing the movies for that. This is how they're designed, and they fulfill their function, and in this case, very, very well.
Good evening, Fräulein.
The bar is closed.
We are not thirsty.
So 20 some odd years later, yeah. It seems like people are still obsessed with this movie. Why is that?
Well, I guess, like I said, escapism doesn't go out of style. And like you said, the other person had said about Harrison Ford, he's got that sort of movie star aura, but also a bit of regularness to make him especially likable.
Sort of a John Wayne type of character.
Sort of a John Wayne. I think more a Gary Cooper would be the one that he really is the modern day version of. He wasn't the perfect action hero. He wasn't the bland leading man. He was afraid of snakes like a lot of people are, and that was a lovely thing to give him. And that humor just made it hip. You know, it wasn't just cool, it wasn't just fun, it wasn't just exciting. It was hip.
There's a big snake in the plane, Jock! Oh, that's just my pet snake, Reggie! I hate snakes, Chuck! I hate them!
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand spoke with John DeLeo. He's the author of 100 Great Film Performances You Should Remember But Probably Don't.